Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to They Overcame. We are here to give God all the praise, the honor, and glory that is due his name. And we are your guests, Elder and Billy Burns. Hallelujah. Good morning, baby.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. And good morning to everyone who's listening in. Just want you to know that God loves you. We love you. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Amen. Amen. Well, babe, it's been an exciting week for me. God is doing some things in my life, and I'm just excited about it. So thankful for all that he is and is doing in our lives. Amen, amen. Well, babe, you want to open us up with prayer?
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, we just say thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord God, for your love and mercy, your grace, your long-suffering, your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord God, for who you are, because you are all of those things. You care about us. You love us. You created us, and you have us in the hollow of your hand, just making sure that we as your children are okay and that we have all that we need, because we know that our God shall supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Lord God, for life and salvation. And here in these United States, we thank you for the liberty to be able to just lift up your name, to worship you, because you are worthy of the worship and you are worthy of the praise. And we are free to lift up your name. We are free to tell of your goodness. And we just thank you for this time today that we have taken out to hear of your goodness, to share with this world how good and faithful you are. Father, we pray your blessings upon this broadcast today. Let your anointing be in every word that is spoken. Hallelujah. Every caller that calls in, listens in, everyone that views by the internet, everyone that will listen in the archives in the future. Father, we just pray that your anointing just be on them and with them as these words go forth, that they will know that there is help, that there is hope in you. In the name of Jesus, we just pray healing and deliverance on your people. We pray, hallelujah, salvation, and that they will know, hallelujah, that they can turn to you. We thank you, Lord God, for our day. Bless, encourage, grant every need in the name of Jesus, and bless this ministry and New Destiny Ministries as they just go about doing what you have ordained them to do. Lord God, encourage them and bless them and let the ministry just flourish, Lord God, not for any vainglory of man, but that you will be glorified and that men and women will know and be able to turn to you. Then as we build the kingdom, in the name of Jesus, we pray and we ask these blessings. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we do have a guest scheduled today. Prophetess Ruby Cox Carwell. Awesome. So as we wait for her, we're going to just enjoy this song by Vicky Yoey, Because of Who You Are.
Ooh, I worship you, Lord. Ooh.
Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is so worthy. Worship, praise, honor. Hallelujah. All glory belongs to him. You know, babe, as I was thinking about Easter coming up, and I know that we've taken the, we've made our celebration of Christ to be like a pagan holiday, not thinking about the fact that this is the week that Jesus would have rode on the donkey. This is the week that he would have been lifted up and glorified and praised by the people, only to, at the end of the week, be crucified, beaten, and spat upon. And, you know, it's just, it's a horrible thing that he went through for us. And then I look at, like, the Passion of Christ, and I think Mel Gibson did a close to realistic portrayal of what Jesus went through that week. So much so that I've seen the movie one time and can't bring myself to watch it again, although it's because of what he went through that we have salvation today. It's because of what he went through that we're able to connect back with the Father. And I just thank God for that.
Amen. It's as we often think, to me, this is the biggest holiday of the season. And just the word holiday, when we think of holiday, we think, of course, of Christmas, but there's so many others. Independence Day, Veterans Day, all of these are considered holidays as well. And I'm not so sure that that's really more of a misnomer by calling them holidays. There are certainly days to be celebrated and remembered, but just looking at the word itself, holiday, the first four letters describe what that day is about, and that's H-O-L-I, which is a variation of holy. So holidays are really supposed to be holy days in remembrance of something, some things of God. And certainly Easter is the, to me, the epitome of that, because the birth of Jesus was, I mean, just absolutely great. I mean, absolutely no argument with that. But Jesus was born with a purpose, and his purpose was to come here to this earth as the Son of God, born as a son of man, but the ultimate purpose was for him to lay down his life. He came, even in his birth announcements, the angel said, his name shall be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. And we know how that salvation came to be. And that is his agonizing death on Calvary's tree. And then it didn't stop there. The burial, the resurrection, and then his ascension into heaven, where he, before he went, declared that I'm going to back to my Father, and I'm going to be preparing for you a place that where I am, there he will be also. And so right now he sits at the right hand of the throne of God, preparing that place. And I just believe that the way God works is that that place is prepared And that's what this holiday is about, celebrating Jesus and what he did. And tomorrow does begin that what we call Passion Week. We're very rightly named as such because there was a lot of passion that went into that week from beginning to the end, where passionately at the beginning of the week, people were just crying out and worshiping him, saying Hosanna, just worshiping our Savior. They threw down branches, olive branches, for him to ride in on, just expressing him as their royalty. But we know how the end of that week turned out. And just as passionately, those same people were crying and hollering and yelling, crucifying him. It's just an awesome story because it went through some agony, but the end of it is that we will all be in glory together.
Yes, yes, and what a fitting, as you were saying, the Passion Week, what a fitting terminology for coming up. I wonder, you know, how many of us, I know that I'm doing some things for the grandkids and making some things for them, and just really how many of us will concentrate this week on what Christ has done for us. Not that we should do it all the time, but especially this week, concentrate on, you know, what he did for us and how much he loved us and how much he sacrificed for us and gave up. I know a lot of people say, I've even thought of it myself sometimes, that he knew where he was going. And I guess the scripture that you quoted, babe, last week when we were at the home, I think that was you that quoted it. The joy that was set before him. Didn't you quote that scripture last week when you were delivering the word at the home?
Yeah, I believe it did, because he was able to do it and willing to do it because he could see, and I think we did that this week in the life group, but Jesus did what he did with joy, or with the joy that was set before him. He knew what he was getting into, and there was a minute, a moment, that his flesh, you know, knowing all that was happening, he said, Father, can this cup pass? And I mean, I can feel that, but in the same, the way it was written, it seems like in the same breath, or maybe it was, I don't know what kind of pause was there, but in the same statement, he said, but nevertheless, not knowing.
Yes. Amen. Well, we just, you know, we thank God for this week, and we thank God for just the, thank God for just what Jesus did for us. Thank God for salvation. Thank God for just the ability to praise him. It's key. It's key. Let's not forget this week to be in worship and think about. I last week or this week I was posting on Facebook and I was doing a devotion. I do a devotion in the morning with Joseph Prince and Joyce Myers. And the version that I read this week was how we think about Christ is what we get, what we're able to obtain, how we think about him. Do we think about him as our healer, who we're able to obtain healing? Do we think about him as our deliverer, when we can get delivered out of things that we're going through? Just how do you think about? Do you think about him as your savior? Do you think about him as the one that took your blame, took your sin, and upon him who was sinless? And because of that, hallelujah, we're able to come boldly to the throne and ask the Father what we need to ask him, and know that he will hear us because of what Jesus did. Because, glory to God, he's not looking at us. Thank God. He's looking at Christ and what Christ has done in our stead. So when we stand before him, he's not looking at us. He's looking at what was done in the body of his dear son. And we are going to enjoy a song by Hezekiah Walker, Every Praise, because he deserves every praise.
Let me hear the worshipers! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a phone muted. I said, hallelujah. I'm sorry, our recording started breaking up real bad. So, but every praise is due our God. What he went through, what he suffered for us, how can we not praise him? How can we not thank him? How can we not? And I'm going to read in your hearing that led up to this Passion Week, Luke, the 19th chapter, starting with the 30th verse, down to, I think, 44. We'll see what this book says. This is the King James Version, saying Jesus was had just come out of giving a dissertation at Zacchaeus' house. He had just dined at Zacchaeus' house, and he knew that his time was coming, and he was just talking about showing mercy. He was showing mercy to someone that did not deserve mercy. But down to the 30th verse, it says, saying, go ye into the village over against you, in which at your entering ye shall find a colt tied, whereon yet never man sat. Loose him and bring him hither. I think I'm going to read this in the, I need to just get it up. Read this in the, do you have it, babe?
Yes, so it's the King James. What do you want to read?
Oh, you have the King James also?
I can switch it. What do you want to switch it?
To NIV.
Starting at verse 30, says, go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? Say, the Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it, just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, why are you untying the colt? They replied, the Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their coats on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, the people spread their cloaks along the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. As he approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you and grind to the ground. crown. You and your children within your walls, they will not leave you one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming to you.
That time has come, hasn't it? The time where we have not recognized the time of God's coming. I've been reading the book of Jeremiah, and I can't say I've been studying it. I've just been reading it at this point. And it so depicts the time that we're living in now, being the refusal to turn to God, even though he sends warnings and he sends the prophets to warn us and tell us that we better get ourselves together. But you know, honey, a lot of our ministers and preachers are not preaching that anymore. They're not preaching. They're not crying aloud and sparing not.
Amen. You know, we do have prophets in this day in the church world. Do know that that there are those that are declared as prophets, but often when we go to some of the services that we are going out to hear the prophet or the prophecy, we're always going with such expectations of grandeur, of, you know, just such a sure word and a positive and a blessed word from the Lord of, you know, how awesomely we're going to be blessed. And, you know, just kind of pronouncing that our troubles are over and that we'll see them no more. And those are the things that we look for from the old. Didn't teach that kind of, they didn't preach that kind of message. Typically, when the prophet came, that really wasn't necessarily a good thing, because God said the prophet to prophesy because of the ills, the sins that were going on. And they declared God's word against sin and the sin in our lives. And we aren't in prophecy, it seems like, even often in the church world, tend to be so positive. And this gospel is a positive gospel. Gospel itself means good news. But the good news is that Jesus came to deliver us from our sin, and then it's on us also to live in a way that's not a sin-filled life. Or as Paul said, that we should continue in sin that grace may abound. And he declared after that, God forbid, because when we do so, we just crucify Jesus afresh. So I don't want to be one to over and over and over again just crucify my Lord. In other words, make his dying in vain. And it won't be in vain, but I don't want to make it in vain in my life by living that kind of, you know, forced the grace in my life by living in sin. And that's what the church really isn't doing a lot of across the board anymore. So I agree with you.
Yes, it's really, reading the book of Jeremiah is really got me to examine even the things, you know, the Bible talks about having itching ears. Yes, we want to hear, you know, about the good things, that we're going to be blessed, that we're going to prosper, you know, everything's going to be all right in our life. But then when I look at Jeremiah, oh my God, he went through so much ridicule. He even said, he told the Lord, you fooled me. You fooled me. I'm not doing, not getting anything but ridicule, thrown in prison, thrown in a dungeon, thrown in a cistern where it was just mud, and they were planning on leaving him there to die, to starve to death in that mud. Oh, my God. But we're living in those times. We're living in those times that people don't want to hear, you know, get right. I remember a song that Bishop Ellis used to sing, get right, church, and let's go home. But we're not going to go home if we don't get right. And I'm not talking about what you wear, wearing, you know, jewelry or, you know, things like that, but getting right in our heart, knowing God for ourselves, having a relationship with him, hearing, because, yes, God sends prophets out here, but he wants to talk to us himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, you know, I am trying to steel myself in prayer when I'm praying so that I can hear God, because for years what I was calling prayer was one-sided. I would say what I had to say, and then, you know, I'm up and gone. But God is still speaking. God is still speaking. Yes, we still have prophets in the land. But in Jeremiah's day, the prophets were lying. They weren't telling the people. God said, you're giving them your words. You're giving them the dreams that you're having, but they don't come from me. They're not the words or the dreams that I've given you. And because of that fact, I believe God is telling us that we have to know him. Even the Bible tells us, you know, we have to know him for ourselves. We have to know him. We have to know when we pray and talk to him, that he'll talk back to us. He'll give us the answers that we're seeking. And we were saying at the this week in our life group, you know, sometimes I don't have a doubt that God will do a thing. I know that he will. I know that he can, but sometimes I'm fearful, I guess, of, you know, suppose he doesn't do it the way that I want it done. Suppose, you know, instead of my son getting out of this lie, he has to go to prison. You know, he's somebody out of this world that I don't want taken out of this world. Then where do I stand? You know, am I angry with God, or do I not trusting him anymore? Am I not going to bring things to him? Because I remember when the boys were growing up, especially Mark, he would not ask because he didn't want to hear me say no. He wouldn't ask, or he would just do something and then just get it, pay for it afterwards. And I think a lot of times we do those things with God. We don't want to hear, you know, that he says wait, or he says no, you know, for something that we're petitioning him for. But we know that God knows what's best for us. The Bible says our times are in his hands. So, you know, whether we accept it or whether we, you know, go to him, he's in control. He's in control of this thing. So the things that are troubling us, or, you know, we don't want to hear the wrong thing, so we don't bring it to God. Might as well bring it to him, because it's going to be the way that he planned for it to be in the first place. Isn't that right, babe?
Amen. What will be, because God's word won't return to him void. No matter how far away we might run away from him, God knows how to turn that around and make you actually run back to him. But just the awesome thing about that is that when we do finally get to that place where we're running back to God, then he's like the parable that Jesus gave of how the prodigal, when he found himself just at a place that he needed to run back home, when he did, his father was looking for him. He didn't wait for him to get there and then just start in on him. What were you thinking? He didn't do that, but he saw him afar off, saw him out in the field, but he ran to meet him. Once he saw him coming back to him, he ran to meet him and then just began to lavish him with blessings and restoring him in his place. And that's how God will do us. That's how God does us. That's how God.
Amen. Amen. Yes. Yes. Well, now we're going to enjoy a song by Sister Vicki Winans. No cross, no crown.
If you can't stand to be talked about, sometimes, if you feel you should always be up and never die. Well, I came on over on Grand River tonight to let you know, no cross, sure ain't gonna get no crown. Upon me sometimes. Can't stand to be talked about sometimes. Oh my. You think you should always be up and never down. I came to remind you, no cross. Hey, hey, hey. And you surely won't get no crown.
Hallelujah. No cross, no crown. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Amen, amen. No cross, no crown. Hallelujah. We got to suffer some things. We got to hear some no's. We got to, you know, endure some hard times sometimes, losing people that we love, losing things. But will we walk away? Will we walk away from Christ? Because of the things that he's building us up. He's building our faith muscle and letting us know, you know, it's just like you building up your muscle. Sometimes you try to take on a little more than you could take on, and you can't pick up the weight, or you can't do the exercise. But if you keep on trying and you keep on, you know, getting on your knees and asking God and learning how to trust him, you'll build that faith muscle. This is what I want, Lord, but I know you know what's best for me. So I accept it, and I thank you for it. Hallelujah. I thank you for all that you do and all that you are to us. We're going to open up our lines now. Praise God. I'm so thankful for our listeners and those that call in and want to express themselves to us. Maybe had some. She's planning a women's conference for.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're having a little technical difficulty. That's because Satan is just mad that it's going on, but we're going to continue on just praising the name of Jesus anyway. And as our host dials back in, we're going to just open up the lines. As she was saying, there is our faithful caller, and cousin, the host is back. I'm going to let her take this in the order that she wants to. But we just thank God for today, the eve of what we know as Palm Sunday, the beginning again of that Passion week that really began to just set up all the blessing that we walk in right now. And the blessing that we walk in right now is the blessing of salvation, because Jesus was willing again for the joy that was set before him, endured the shame and the suffering of the cross, that we, all of us, black, white, Jew, whatever, male, female, rich, poor, there's no gender, there's no race, there's no classes, but that whosoever believes. believes in him would have everlasting life. And we're celebrating that right now. And we just thank God and pray that everyone on tomorrow makes sure that, or even today, make sure that we just really begin to celebrate what Jesus, our Lord, the Good Shepherd, the door, the I am, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, our all in all, our Savior, has done for us. Amen.
Amen. Well, we're going to open up our lines. We're going to start with I'm going to stay my cousin for last, but I'm going to open up the line. If you don't want to say anything, you don't have to say anything. Stay on the line, and God will have something on here. Or maybe you're calling because you heard something and you want to share it with us. Anyway, the area code is 347, and the last four digits are 6441. Are you there, caller? 347.
Good morning. God bless everybody on the prayer line. No, I'm just listening in. I just want to thank God for everything that he have done and say that the enemy is a liar. Satan is a liar. And you know, we have to come together and stand in the gap for each other, you know, because we're living in some times that is ready to change. But as long as I know we can call on the name of Jesus, it don't matter. That's all I want to say. God bless.
Amen. May I have your name?
Leona.
Leona. Oh, you called before.
Yeah, I called before.
Yes. Thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. We're celebrating the resurrection. Well, not this week. Next week we'll be celebrating the resurrection, but we're celebrating Jesus today and just, you know, so thankful for him dying on the cross for us. And we thank you for calling in and sharing that with us. And we ask you to keep us in your prayers.
All right. God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Well, we're going to open up the next line. And that area code is 910. And the last four digits, 0275. Are you there, caller?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. My ass is calling.
This is Betty.
Oh, hey, sweetie. How are you?
I'm well. I'm leaving down here in Georgia. My dad has finished his chemo for this session, and we're about to hit the road. So I just thank God for everything going well on this visit.
Hey.
And I'm already thanking him in advance for our travels. I had an interview yesterday from the college that I'm trying to get into, and it went well. I have to take my test again, which I felt like I probably wanted to take it anyway to feel more confident, but I feel like all is well. So I just thank God for what he's doing and where he's going to take me and how he's going about it. So that's all I have to say.
Amen. Well, he is in control, sweetie. And we thank you for calling in. My faithful, she's been faithful little sister, and my goddaughter, one that I have inquired. I think she is a special young lady that God is going to do some awesome things in her life. And, you know, it's just, I don't know how much you heard. I wasn't paying too much attention to the switchboard, but you know, I was saying that sometimes we don't want to ask God about things because we don't want to hear what he has to say, but we must be open to what God is saying, and he is in control. And so we can trust him and believe that whatever path he leads us to, you know, that it's going to be the right path for us. So, amen. Tell your dad I said hello and thanking God for his successful journey that he's going through right now with his health issues. But we know that God is still on the throne and God is yet in control.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I say, save, the best for last. I'm going to open up his line now. Excuse me. Are you there, Cousin Jimmy? Well, I'm sure he's there. His line is still open. Maybe he walked away from his phone. We just thank God. Well, we're just going to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my, it was on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, you were just talking and it was on mute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was saying praise the Lord, everybody. I'm glad to be able to participate in this beautiful, blessed day that the Lord created. You know, only He could create such a beautiful and blessed anything. And I feel blessed to have heard, you know, the wonderful songs that you play. One being my favorite, Every Praise. I love this song. And it's true. Every word, every praise is to our God. Thank you. I'm thankful for my wonderful cousins who I listen to every Saturday. And I thank God for him using them as a vessel. Thank you.
Amen. Well, we are just so happy that all that tuned in today tuned in. We're just thankful to God for you having a desire, you know, to support the ministry with your presence. And we're just going to have one more song by Micah Stampley, and it is named Overcome.
declare he will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcome. Declare it today.
By the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we have come to the end of our broadcast, and even though it wasn't the way that we planned it, we feel that God has been blessed. What do you think, babe? Now you're
just thank God for an opportunity to hear about his goodness and the opportunity to share a little bit of God's word and just encouragement for all of us to really celebrate our Savior this upcoming week, and then it culminates the following Sunday. And not just the festivities. I know that many congregations tomorrow and groups will be passing out palm leaves and will put them in various shapes, or maybe in the shape of a cross and pin them on our lapels, or well, I guess I'm kind of going old school there. Because I think it's probably been a while since I wore a suit to church to have it on a lapel. But we'll pin them on ourselves, or they'll become bookmarks in our Bible and this and that. And then the following Sunday. We'll have the Easter ham and the lamb cakes and the Easter eggs and the hats and the pretty clothes and so on and so forth. But not to just celebrate in that way, but to really just out worship of our God. Just go and I've heard as the NCAA tournament has been going on, so many of the commentators, and you know you've heard it's been in all the locker rooms, and we used to hear it as our boys were in sports, and hear the coaches always say, go out there, just leave it all on the floor. And let us, the same way, go and the Bible says, forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together. So let us come together with the other saints, the other Christians, and just go there and just leave it all. Just shout unto God and raise and clap our hands and sing out and cry out and just let the Lord know how thankful we are for what he has done, because what he has absolutely never, ever be taken lightly. He laid down his life. The word of God says, greater love hath no man than this, than to let that a man lay down his life for his friend. And he laid down his life for us, which means, first of all, he called us friend. We were not righteous. The Bible also goes on to say, for rarely will there be someone who will lay down his life for just anyone, and perhaps maybe for someone that they are very close to and love very much, will they be willing to suffer something. But this great love of our Savior is such that he laid down his life for us, his friends, even when we were still as enemies, when we were still in our sin. And that's why he did it, because he wanted to deliver us from our sin. So we can never, ever take that lightly, because what lies in wait for everyone is eternity. And eternity is going to be spent somewhere. There is a heaven, there is a hell. Those who believe and call on the name of the Lord, they will be saved. Those who believe not shall be damned. That's the Bible. That hasn't changed. That won't change. No matter how colorfully we make the and how positive the message we preach, but we must still let everyone know that you need to choose Jesus. Let somebody know you need to choose Jesus, so that when eternity comes, there you will be with him, reigning and ruling with him forever. That's the gospel today, that we don't have to die in our sin, Jesus. Unfortunately, that's how you will die, and that will not get you into heaven. But just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, as the scripture has said, and you shall be saved. In the name of Jesus, we just thank God for the season that's coming upon us or that we're in, and I acknowledge everyone. Appreciate it. Appreciate our Savior, and let's celebrate him by really just praising and worshiping him.
And right after you got through saying that, babe, your phone dropped. Amen. Amen. Well, we have been your hosts, Elder Albert Burns and Minister Billy Burns, and we are just so thankful to God to be here, to be able to enjoy the Lord with you today. And it has been a joy to be here and just to reflect on what this week means to us. And this is, to me, the highest celebration day that we can have because of what was done on that old rugged cross at Calvary. Hallelujah. Our Lord and Savior Jesus gave his life for us that we can live. Hallelujah. And not only can we live, but that we can enjoy eternity with him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we just thank God for tuning in today. Thank you so much if you're listening over the airways or if you're going to come back and listen to the archives. I hope that you will be blessed by what was said today, what was shared by the elder and myself. And we just thank God for you. And now we just, honey, you want to end us with prayer.
Amen. For those who have been on the line or if you're still on the line, we're not going to take requests right now, but just want you to know that God knows your every need, and we are praying specifically for you, those who are listening in later on the archives. If it's a later date than Saturday, March the, I believe it's the 28th or 29th. If you're listening later than that, as this prayer goes forth, we're still praying for you. And we just pray God's blessings upon you. We pray God's healing in your life. We pray God's mending of your broken heart, mending of your finances, mending of your relationships in the name of Jesus. We pray for salvation in your life. We pray for salvation in your home, your children, and your children's children, because that is God's promise. We pray that your emotions will be healed and delivered. We pray that every sickness be broken, pain in your life be broken. For there is power in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus right now, we decree and declare that you are blessed, that you are healed, that you are delivered, that you are brought out, that you are set free. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for this time. We thank you for this vehicle that you have blessed us with and the vessel that you have even used to bring us into this ministry. Evangelist Bernard and Pastor Bernard and New Destiny Ministries, we lift them up in prayer right now. Hallelujah. Yes. We love you and we praise you, Lord, and we thank you for all things. Continue to bless this ministry. Continue to let it go forth. And, Father, send those that would tell of your goodness. Cause them to just contact us so that we even begin to have scheduling problems. We thank you, Lord God. Give us the kind of issues that we want to have, knowing that you are also give us the wisdom to work through those issues in the name of Jesus, that when we think of your goodness and all that you've done for us, that all will want to just cry out to the world and let them know how you are blessing them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open up my cousin's line. You want to say goodbye to everyone, cuz?
Yes. Thank you for another beautiful, blessed broadcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, but thank you for another beautiful broadcast, and I look forward to seeing, talking to everyone again next Saturday. Until then.
I just wanna pray. Forever, come on.
Forever.